indeed, our Earth has had these periodic pole shifts. You can see that in the evidence of the Earth. Go back every time period and you can see other changes. The ripping apart of the continents is one evidence of this. What will cause the continents to drift? Why would they drift? They're being ripped apart. If you have something violently in motion and then you slam it and stop it, this would cause the ripping and tearing and crumbling up of mountains that we see. During these passages, and when we have pole shifts and violent geological earthquakes and changes and the like, shifting of the tipping of the earth and shifting of the crust, volcanoes explode. And when they do, there's a lot of molten lava pouring out. Well, lava, being molten, will line up with the current magnetic field. And when lava hardens, that's a permanent freeze, indicating the direction of magnetism at that moment in time. Well, this is one way that they have determined the wandering pole theory, where they've identified places in Earth where they say at one time this appears to have been the North Pole, or that appeared to have been the South Pole, is through this frozen lava alignment. Along the Atlantic, land is stretched and pulled under the water. For instance, off of Japan, there's cities and roads that they find under the water. In Bermuda, we see roads and walls and the like. Likewise, land can rise. Atlantis is rumored to be a continent that went under the waves during one of these cataclysmic passages. Various scientists have noticed these geological changes in the patterns in them. What almost invariably happens is that the thought of our Earth being subjected to these kind of violent motions and is so frightening that people prefer not to think about it. It's like the cancer patient who doesn't want to know. And so it's put aside. Or else people put it in the context of like millions and millions of years ago, such and such happened. Well, in fact, it was 3,000 and 4,000 years ago that we had our last geological cataclysms. For instance, the oceans are 16 to 20 feet lower than they were approximately 3,500 years ago. All over the world, seashells are high on beaches, indicating the water line was higher. What caused that water to drop? Where did it go? Didn't evaporate? Well, it was a pole shift, and it caused the rifts in the oceans to widen so that the water dropped down. Yes, various people have investigated that. Villikowski was one such scientist. He gathered scientific evidence that other people had put together and presented the pattern, and it was so frightening that he was vilified, no pun intended. Zachariah Sitchin is another who has noted the ancient Sumerians were aware of a 3,600-year pattern and a passage of another planet outside of our solar system which would come through.
Back around 1650 BC, or if you want to give it a little more leeway, between 1500 and 1700 BC, there is considerable evidence for a calamitous event. In fact, there are stories from that time, showing certain civilizations came and went, certain powers that be were overthrown at the time because of the celestial events that were happening and the earth changes that were happening.
The last passage was during the Jewish Exodus, approximately 3,600 years ago. Nobody knows for sure the exact date, because during these passages, mankind is just discombobulated. They stop keeping records. Records are lost. So nobody can exactly pinpoint the date.
There is a pattern to the cataclysms on Earth. If we go back every 3,600 year period, we see that some major world catastrophe happened. If we go by the Earth's geology as evidence, the last passage of Planet X may have been 3,600 years ago. We have the formation of Niagara Falls, the Great Lakes, mass extinctions, and even by looking at analyzing tree rings, we see that 3,600 years ago, indeed, there was a worldwide cataclysm. Now, by doing the math, that would mean that Nibiru's next passage should be due now.